My dear devotees, I know that you are most probably, like me, a little bit exhausted. So I promise to make it very easy and I hope insightful. We will have four parts of this presentation. We will start with, as you are fresh, with a philosophical presentation. Then you will meet Mr. Monkey Mind. Yes. Then you will see magic. And finally, at the end, you will most probably have tears in your eyes and heart. We have a little ceremony for those who left us, who left the bodies. So, yes, so I welcome you for this presentation. I'm just... yes. Utsaha nischayataya.
Utsaha nischayataya.
Tatat kama pravatanat. Sangatyagatsato vritte. Shatpiya bhakti prasityate. This very important text tells us a little bit about the inner life of a devotee. It's important to not only be a devotee from the outside with nice tilak and dhoti, but to have the feelings of a devotee or the inner qualities of a devotee, and then it is much easier to remember Krishna. So today, after hearing about enthusiasm, we will talk about nischaya, conviction. According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there are two things necessary if you want to be successful as a devotee. One is you need to properly execute the journey of your life. You know, from birth, childhood, youth. That was, for most of us, a spoiled journey. But then, as we grow up, as we become older, it is important to have the proper journey of our life. That is, to live in a saintly manner, like a good sadhaka. Our lifestyle, in other words, matters. The way we deal with all kinds of living beings matters. The way you deal with the cats and the dogs of Frushka Gora should be in the way a sadhu, a devotee, acts, you know, perhaps giving them prasadam or kindness or encouragement. And then you also need a second thing in your life. You need to see that there is active service. May I ask you, what have you done today in devotional service? We all should have an answer to this question, because we are servants. The soul, in its essential quality, is a servant. And if we don't do service, we don't live the life of the soul. We live the life of the ego. No? So, two things are necessary. We must execute the journey of our life, that is, live in a saintly manner like a good sadhu. And the second is, we should also do something. We should execute seva each day. Now, for this journey of life, you need nishchaya, or a conviction. Conviction means you need to do something and you shouldn't have a doubt in what you do. Is this good? Is it right? Is it wrong? The English word convince means to conquer one's doubts. In spiritual life, it is important, first of all, to face one's doubts, to not look away and think, here I have a doubt, and then to find some resolution to this doubt. Because you must know, as you perform devotional service, bhakti is really rarely given. It's not by much sadhana that you can gain bhakti, and it's also not by material qualification. I want to first speak about the first one. Rupa Goswami says, when you perform an intense quantity of sadhana without genuine attachment to Krishna, you do not attain bhakti even after a prolonged time. But even if you perform sadhana with genuine attachment, Lord Hari doesn't give you bhakti so easily. Sometimes devotees think, if I just increase the number of my rounds, then I will conquer my doubts and I will be a good devotee. But this is wrong. It's not that you can force Krishna by an increased amount or a big amount of sadhana, which you do without attachment to him. But even if you have some attachment to him, Krishna may wait until he gives you bhakti. Those of you who have been in Vrindavan have perhaps heard that when you go on Govardhan Parikrama, Giriraj is known as the fulfiller of desires. You will find, for instance, many school children before their examination going on Govardhan Parikrama, the Brijbasi children, and praying, "Oh Krishna, Govardhan, let me pass my exam. I have not learned anything, I know, but you are Giriraj Baba, you are the father, you can." And in fact, they almost always pass their examination, because Giriraj gives you good notes if you want. He gives you many things. But if you asked for bhakti, if you say, "Oh Giriraj, please give me love of Krishna," it is said Giriraj will walk behind you and he will hear how you pray, "Give me love of Krishna." But Giriraj will think, "Let's see what he prays for next year." When you come back next year and you say, "Oh Giriraj, give me many likes on Facebook. I want to become a Croatian or Serbian influencer." Giriraj might give you, but he will not give you love. So he said, I knew next year he would ask for something else. So it is said Krishna or Giriraj does not give so easily pure love of Krishna, because when he has pure love of Krishna, when someone has pure love of Krishna, he controls Krishna. Krishna will be bound to him. Once Prabhupada was asked about this increasing the number of rounds in order to develop bhakti, and he had very sober instructions about increasing the numbers. He said, "You can chant more than 16 rounds. you can chant 1,600 rounds, but chant properly without offense. Only that mantra will save you. What is the proper mantra? Without offense. So if you just increase your number of rounds, that will not save you. And even if you chant without offense, it is Krishna might wait a little before he gives you. There's a great acharya, his name is Vallabhacharya, who says Hari is certainly not satisfied simply by one's demonstration of an elaborate wealth of sadhana. So this is about increasing one's sadhana. You have to have a strong conviction, my dear devotees, because if you don't have a strong conviction, you might not go on for a long time if you don't immediately see the results and if you don't immediately taste the ecstatic bliss of Krishna consciousness. You have to have a deeper conviction. Krishna also doesn't give bhakti when you simply when you have material qualities. There is a verse in Padyavali 8, Vyadasya charanam dhruvasya chavayo vidya gajendrasya ka kupya kim munamarupamadikam kim satsudam no dhanam vangsha ukho vidurasya ya navapate ugrasya kim purusham bhaktya tushyati kevalam nachaguner bhakti priyo madhava. It says Madhava, the lover of his devotees, is only pleased by the pure unalloyed devotion of surrendered soul, not by any good qualities where there is without bhakti. And then the verse says, some say Krishna is pleased by pious behavior, but what piety was there in the hunter Dharma who spent his whole life killing innocent animals? No? There is a hunter called Dharma who went hunting in the forest and so on, and somehow he met a devotee and he started bhakti. So Krishna gave him after a short time bhakti because he is not satisfied by piety. Dharma, the hunter, was not pious. He was just performing bhakti. Others say that one must be mature to please the Lord, mature. But Dhruva was only 5 years old. Hari Mohan, how old are you? 11. Hari Mohan, please stand up and look to the people. This is an 11-year-old boy. Thank you, Hari Mohan. Dhruva was only 5 years old. So he was not mature. But we know that Krishna appeared before him riding on who? Garuda, exactly. And he came, and Garuda waited first a little in the air because the Lord sat on his back. The sun was in a position that it made a shade of Lord Vishnu's feet, and that shade fell on Dhruva's head. Would you like to have the shade of the lotus feet of the Lord on your head? Obviously, it must be very good because the shade of Krishna is not different from Krishna. That's why we never step on the shade of Vaishnavas. When we go next to Vaishnavas and there's a shade, we respectfully don't step on the shade. We never step on the shade of Tulasi Devi, but especially we cannot step on the shade of Krishna. So Dhruva got the lotus feet of the Lord in the form of a shade on his head. But he was so immature. Look at our Hari Mohan. He is 11. He is almost mature. He can almost marry. Almost, you know. Wait a little bit more, Hari Mohan. That Dhruva was half as old. Some other people say Bhagavan is most impressed by knowledge. But was the elephant king Gajendra a great scholar? Others say beauty attracts the Lord. But if our Prabhu would be attracted by beauty, then how did the hunchbacked Kubja charm him? We know that Krishna visited Kubja at her house, no? She was a hunchback. At that time, however, he had straightened her out, I just remember. Others say, perhaps Bhagavan is happy with wealth. If I'm a wealthy man and I give big donations, then Krishna is satisfied. But if Bhagavan would be happy with wealth, then what about the poor Brahmana Sudama? Yesterday I said Sridham, that was wrong. Sudama, no? Or if high birth is the only means to please Bhagavan, then what would have happened to Viduraji? And if Prabhuji, means Prabhu Madhava, our Lord, is attained by strength, then how did the weak Ugrasena, who was imprisoned by Kamsa, get his favor? You must know, my dear devotees, that our Madhava is only attracted by bhakti, not by the good qualities devoid of bhakti. And this bhakti, as we said earlier, it is given very rarely by Krishna. It is a great blessing to get the bhakti. My dear devotees, there is an interesting way which I have it in one magazine. Yeah. An interesting way in which this very rare bhakti can be gotten. And that is by hearing about Krishna in the association of devotees, which we will do in a second. Prabhupada writes, it is essential for persons who are actually liberated to hear about the pastimes of Krishna. That is the supreme relishable subject matter for one in the liberated state. So liberated people, what should they do? Hear about Krishna, thank you. But also if persons who are trying to be liberated, that's us, hear such narration, then the path of liberation becomes very clear. Lord Chaitanya has therefore advised his followers that their business is to propagate Krishna Katha. We must talk about Krishna, which I will do in a second. Now here is a very difficult question. In our movement, when someone hears about Krishna and the gopis, the heavy swamis say, oh, he is a sahajiya. Have you heard this before? Yes? Or even if someone talks about Krishna directly, then sometimes the devotees who have no taste in this subject matter, they will say, oh, Krishna, to talk about Krishna, that is also questionable. You are not real because you speak about Krishna. You are not on the level. You are not advanced. There's a very interesting verse at the beginning of the Rasa Leela in the Bhagavatam, which addresses this question. The verse says that anyone who hears about Krishna's dealings with the unmarried gopis of Vrindavan will become free of lust. Now, let us listen, use our intelligence. Which comes first? Being free from lust and then hearing of the gopis, or hearing and then as a result becoming free of lust? Are you with me? No, yes, middle, too hot, Maharaj. You are with me, good. I will quote this verse for you. It will perhaps change your whole life. Vikriditam vrajavadubi idam ca vishno shradan vito nushino yat atava nayetya bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kaman ridrogam ashvapahinot yachire nadira. Anyone who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. This is, my dear devotees, the power of Krishna Katha. When you patiently hear with faith about Krishna's activities, you will become sober, that is very nice in the heart, and you will conquer the disease in the heart. What is the disease in the heart? Really? But it's so nice. The disease in the heart is a lust. Why? Because it binds you more and more to material existence. So if you hear this, if you hear Krishna's activities, playful, joyful activities, then, my dear devotees, you will lose your taste in these imitation activities, which are only skin deep and never heart deep. So, yes, hearing about Krishna in the association of devotees, that is a very, very powerful sadhana. It works like magic. To give you an understanding what magic is, we have invited the best of the magicians. He comes from another planetary system. And before I will tell you the magic of Krishna Katha, I will invite him to perform some magic for you, so that you get an understanding. Those of you who think this is weird or strange, please know that every evening after an exhausting day in Braj, Krishna is coming into the hall of his father Nanda Baba, then in this hall there will be a show of magic to entertain and inspire the people. So before I take you to Braj, I want you to see some magic, and then we will go in the magic of Krishna Katha. So here is our magician. Wow, he is fully equipped.
In Ratri, too hot. I think I need some.
Oh.
Dear devotees, thank you. Today I look at my heart, and after 31 years I noticed one thing. I could not find Bhakti Lata in my heart. And it is said that if one meets devotees, he gets Bhakti Lata. So you are very merciful. Please, today I took this pot, and this is manifestation of my heart. Please, everyone, from your heart, give one seat of Bhakti Lata to me. Please, throw something. Yes. But Bhakti Lata to grow, we need careful hearing and chanting of the holy name. So please raise your hands and chant.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sorry, Bhakti Lata is not working, is not growing. Please louder.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And finally, it reached lotus feet of Krishna. But Maharaj said, if we want to protect our Bhakti Lata, we must make boundary of Vaishnava etiquette. This is the way to protect. Otherwise, our Bhakti Lata, sorry, will be destroyed. Something like this. So please protect carefully your Bhakti Lata. Maharaj has governed and given one lecture about remembering of Krishna, about dipanas. And he spoke how everything in this world can remind us of Krishna. So actually, even if you see some colors, see, you know, yellow can remind us of golden avatar, Lord Chaitanya, green of Ramachandra, Nityananda, blue, everything what we can see can remind us of Krishna. But one of the best tulipanas are the signs on Krishna's lotus feet. And they are 19 marks. And all recommend something. For example, there is a mark of a flag, which indicate if you meditate on this, it always you will be victorious in this material existence for devotee. Then there is a mark of flower. One who meditate on this, like smell from this flower, it's like. In the same way, a smell is going, glory of the devotee who meditate on the feet go everywhere, on the feet of Krishna. And there is one special mark. For this mark, you must say, Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Louder!
Krishna, Krishna!
This mark is on the lotus feet of Krishna, indicate, this is umbrella. Devotee who meditate on this is protected from miseries from this material world. And become victorious like great kings who has always umbrella above them. Please hold, protect yourself. There is umbrella on the lotus feet of Radharani. Please, yes, please say Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe.
Oh, Radharani protect you. And there is umbrella on the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Say Goranga, Goranga. Protection is here also. On the lotus feet of Krishna, there is one special sign. It's a sacrificial altar. When devotee meditate on this, all his sins are burned. So today we'll make your pure devotees will burn all your sins. Please, everybody, throw your sins inside. No. So, we need the fire! Burn the sins! You can chant purely holy name of Krishna. Please chant!
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
Now, sins are burned and we can enjoy the fruits of popcorn. And on the lotus feet of Krishna, there is one special, I think it's called Kalash or something. I think there are four of these. contain ambrosial prema for Krishna. So devotee should meditate on this and get this prema from Krishna. And but this is special one, special pot, golden pot. Inside are present all holy rivers from all holy places. For example, you can say any holy place, holy river. This is not holy river. A river. Yes.
Ganga.
Please say and say Ganga. Let's see if Ganga is here. Yes, Ganga is. No more Ganga. Any other river?
Yamuna.
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 Louder.
Yamuna.
Let's see if Yamuna is here. Yamuna is here. Any other river?
Saraswati.
Saraswati.
Yes. Something from Vrindavan.
Yamuna!
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 Some holy lake from Vrindavan. Radhakun!
Radhakun!
Okay, Radhakun is also here. Shyamakun!
Shyamakun!
Okay, Shyamakun is also here. So this water from this kalash, from this pot, can destroy all your miseries in your heart. Kama, krodha, loba, all bad things. So if you want to get, please spread your legs, hands like this. And please say, Goranga, Goranga! Do you got some drop? No, please louder!
Goranga!
More louder!
Goranga!
Please get some! Yes! Yes! It's very hot! Thank you very much.
Wonderful. I was next here, and I was very carefully seeing, but I could really see that the water was coming from the air, and when you were singing, and coming in the pot. It really worked, the magic. Shalom se. So, wonderful. I thank you very much. This is part of actually the culture in Vrindavan, to have some magic. I do remember once Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and a magician had come to take darshan of the deities, and it was arranged that in the evening he would come to Prabhupada's quarters, and before Srila Prabhupada and the devotees who were assembled, he showed magic. For instance, he was putting a coin on Prabhupada's head, and then zoom, it came out of the ear, and Prabhupada was just laughing and laughing. Then he put the coin in the ear, and boom, it came out of Prabhupada's mouth, and he was really laughing and laughing. And it was going on for 1 hour or so, and then Prabhupada, the magician made a few things disappear and others appeared. Then Prabhupada can say, Prabhupada said, can you make birth and death disappear? And of course, this was the beginning of Prabhupada's lecture. The magician said, no, Swamiji, for this I have come to you. And he sat in the audience, and Srila Prabhupada then talked about this process of Krishna consciousness. And I remembered this when I asked, perhaps yesterday or the day before yesterday, if Madhuchanda could please show some magic. I wanted you to feel the relief of laughter, which helps you maybe to get out of your mind. Because my dear devotees, in spiritual life, there is a very important understanding If you want to be convinced in spiritual life, you have to stop listening to your mind. The mind is not you. Those who have been in Vrindavan have watched the monkeys, how they sometimes, you know, they always are active, they jump, they grab things, they drop them, they threaten each other suddenly, you know. Then they dash around, they run in fear away. And as you see the monkeys, you laugh because they behave so strangely. But when you confront your own monkey mind, you take him so serious. You identify with the thoughts of the mind, with the doubts. I thought to make a little experience with you that helps you to meet monkey mind. What is this? How many? I would like you now to look at these oranges for about 5 minutes and just think oranges, oranges, oranges. And after some time, I will stop you. I think I can do it after a little time. You will notice how all of a sudden this mind, which is not you, comes and tells you something different than oranges. And you will see that this is someone else than you who tells you. So are you ready? Well, that was not convincing. You want to try?
Yes.
What is the duty? What is the task?
Oranges.
Oranges, yes. that is, in short words, the essence. You just think oranges, three oranges. Please start now and let us see what comes up. Only oranges, nothing else. I think we don't need to do 5 minutes. I sincerely tried. Oranges are, but I think Sachinanda Swami, they won't like it. They are from the South European countries. They don't like the such things. Then I thought, how will I go back from Serbia to the next place, Austria? I think Serbian Airlines will not work. They are out of business now. And I had many other such thoughts which had nothing to do with the task. What about you? Same, no?
I have artist mind. I started thinking about shadows, how it's nice to
Shadows, and how to draw it, yes, with the, yeah. you will see, if you try to focus your mind, he will not like it. He will be like a monkey who, who jumps and goes to another place and another thing and so on. The writer, James Joyce, he said, well, that's the stream of consciousness, but he was wrong. This is just the workings of the mind, which is uncontrolled. As you go through life, my dear devotees, if you can understand that you are not the mind, or if you can purify the mind, then you will become a free soul. You will not have problems with other devotees. You will stop quarreling amongst each other because of various opinions. There is COVID, there is no COVID, you know. You will actually live a life which is free from the greatest dictator, the dictator called monkey mind, who always works. This, in spiritual life, you have to learn to make a distance to the monkey mind. And the best way is to engage it in the beautiful pastimes of Krishna. I will read to you now a little from this book, Govinda Lilamrita, and I will discuss a little pure Krishna katha, and I request you to somehow be fully attentive to it and don't allow your mind to go somewhere else. And you will see, if you do this for some time, the mind will become attached to what you are hearing. And when it attaches itself to Krishna, it will leave the monkey mind standing behind in the and standing. You will overcome him. So in the afternoon, this is about this time, the cowherd boys who were out with Krishna's cows during the entire day, they brought the cows together in different groups, and they could see that these cows of Krishna were overwhelmed by love for Krishna. We have heard this in the Bhagavatam, that when Krishna was there, the cows who were grazing on the different parts of the mountain of Govardhan saw Krishna and left the cowherd men and galloped down the mountain to be with Krishna. The cows had bells around their necks with different shapes, and they returned to Braj, headed by their group leaders. Those cows who were black and white had a black and white group leader. Those which were brown had a brown group leader, and so on. The cows walked on Krishna's right side, and the buffaloes walked on his left side. May I ask, who was walking on Krishna's left side? Yes, you might have asked yourself, are there buffaloes in Braj, in the eternal Vrindavan? And the answer from here is yes. So the demigods who came to see how beautiful Krishna was guiding the cows home, saw that on his right side there was Ganga, who's white, and on his left side there was the black Yamuna stream, which was made out of the buffaloes. Who will not be happy to see Krishna slowly walking behind his cows, showering them with nectarian flute songs? His restless locks turned gray by the dust thrown up by their hooves. Who will not be happy to see Krishna walking slowly behind the cows? What a devotee in this world does is, when he hears such description, he will close his eyes for a moment and he will see in his mind's eye the beautiful form of Krishna covered with this, you know, with what is Krishna's form covered at this time? In dust. And how does this dust look? Gray, grayish white, yes. And everything is colored, but still Krishna is full of light. So he's not boring gray like the gray man with a gray labor suit, but he is somehow full of light in all this grayness. And left to him are the buffaloes, and right to him are the cows. No, the devotee will see this as he reads the sacred scripture. There was no path that was not decorated by cowherd boys. You must know the cowherd boys were dressed in amazing cloth. They had green dhotis, black dhotis, blue dhotis, turbans. And there was not one cowherd boy that did not play. They play all the time things, throwing pomegranates and bale fruits to each other. And there was no play without humor. And there was no humor that did not delight Krishna. In other words, Krishna was laughing all the time about the cowherd boys who were with him. There's a particularly dear scene you will like very much when Krishna goes to bed. at that time, there is light which is reflected from his teeth. And this light looks like a ray of light. And the parrots, who are also in Krishna's room, the parrots, everything is there, they try to, you know, land on this ray of light because they think this is like not a black but a white sitting place, you know. So they try, but their talons grab in the air. So the young cowherd boys giggle and laugh. And Krishna doesn't want to laugh because he's a little older than the small boys. Older boys don't laugh about the same jokes which young boys laugh. But Krishna at one moment cannot control himself because he likes the humor of his devotees, and he bursts out in laughter. So Krishna enjoys the humor of his devotees. So Krishna moved along with his friends, singing and playing his flute. He was waiting under every tree, and he happily played there, imitating the activities and sounds of bees and monkeys. In other words, sometimes Krishna would run around like a bee and make zzzz. Sometimes he would run around like a monkey. And then after he had played under one tree, he moved to the next tree and he started to play under the next tree. This is how playful Krishna is. All the major, listen what happens in the heavenly planets. All the major and minor demigods and sages, headed by Brahma and Shiva, praised Krishna with songs. They danced for Krishna, they prayed to Krishna, they threw showers of flowers down, and they made music for Krishna. Some worshipped him while he moved freely and playfully down the path. You know, they took aarti plates, and they just, as Krishna was coming, they were offering lamps and light and flowers. And they shyly praised him with humility and devotion, and Krishna mercifully looked at them and smiled at them. Then there are many prayers These prayers are very, very intelligent prayers because the demigods are so absolutely intelligent. And then there's a description of Mother Yashoda, how she is preparing the meal of Krishna by peeling ripe mangoes and so on and so forth. And then it is described how finally the devatas let Krishna go, and Krishna enters the village with his close friends. I will just end here by describing a little bit what happens when Krishna enters the village of Vrindavan. Would you like to know?
Yes.
Good. Krishna entered the village and he attracted the young girls by making them dizzy with the sounds of his flute. Krishna knows to play the flute. For cows he plays in one way, for the deer he plays in another way, for his friends he plays in another way, but here he plays for the gopis in another way. They are usually standing on the rooftops, you know, these are flat roofs, and they shower flower petals on Krishna. And on these flower petals, they have written with their fingernails some messages. O Krishna, when will we meet and where will we meet in the evening? So Krishna gets that flower petal and reads it as it showers. Oh, when do we meet and where do we meet? And his eyes find that gopi who wrote this message and has this question, and through his eye movements he answers the question. Come to the bank of the Jamuna near Kalia Ghat, and I will be waiting for you there. And in this way, Krishna answers millions of love letters put on the petals. Yes, he sprinkles the eyes of the Vrajavasis with the nectarian luster of his body. It is described that from Krishna's body a certain luster comes. It is called lavanya in Sanskrit. It's a soft glow which looks like the glow which comes from a mother pearl. I'm not sure that I have seen a mother pearl, but I have seen other pearls, and they seem to have a glow which comes from inside and which is very soft. So Krishna's glow comes from inside and is very soft, and it sprinkles the eyes of the Brajavasis that they're like Shakora birds. Krishna had Gunjaberry necklace, that's small little beads like this. They are very red and on the top a little black. He had a forest flower garland. He is dressed he has different dresses, but most common is a dhoti. Then, when it's not so hot, a little vest. Then a cloth around the belly, which has a little belts, and then a nice little turban, little or big. From his turban, outside of the turban, are usually these black locks of hair. They come out, some say like a swarm of bees, they come out. Do you know what he carries over his shoulder? It's not so easy, but I think someone said rope. Yes, it is a silken rope, and it has some at the end pearl strings, and it's a rope, Prema Modi has said, which is used to tie the hind legs of the cows so that they are peaceful and don't kick when Krishna is milking them. Krishna has, What else is Krishna? Let us see. You have some ideas. Yogurt? A boogle, yes. He has a Murali flute. He needs for cow herding also what? A stick. The name of the stick is called Lagudi. And Krishna doesn't, it is described, he doesn't hit the cows, but he hits the ground. And the when the ground is tapped by Krishna, tap, 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 the cows know Levo or Desno, you know, they know. Mm. Krishna has also, for cow herding pastimes, he has a blanket. This blanket is black, and he carries it in the winter time, and he puts it on the ground when he wants to sleep, but also when some cows feel cold, he puts the black blanket around the cows. Oh, my dear cow, you should be warm. Once Krishna was lying down on his blanket, and when he woke up, he forgot the blanket. He spent the time with the beautiful gopis. He was so excited that he forgot the blanket. But when he came back to the place where the blanket was, it was gone. And he asked the gopis, "Where's my blanket?" The gopi said, "I saw a wind. The blanket was carried by the wind into the Jamuna." And Krishna said, "No, don't joke. I need the blanket. If I return without my black blanket to Yashoda, she will be against me." So he had totally forgotten about the blanket when he was with Radha. And now he was where the pastime with Radha was concluded. And the gopis didn't want to help him to find his blanket. He went into the forest, and there he saw Durvasa Muni. He carried his black blanket. Somehow the blanket had come to Durvasa Muni. And Durvasa was holding the blanket like this and smelling the fragrance of Krishna from the blanket. So Durvasa saw Krishna and said, "Is this your blanket, Krishna?" And Krishna answered, "It is now your blanket." Because Krishna was worshipping the Brahmanas, and he would never take anything back from a Brahmana. It's now your blanket. And Durvasa kept that blanket for a long time. But these blankets are, Krishna got a second blanket from Yashoda. There is, in Vrindavan, there is one place called Loi Bazaar. Most probably the Madhujis know this bazaar because they can get many, or everything from the Loi Bazaar, everything they want from the Loi Bazaar. Loi means blanket. It's in old times, this was the place where you could buy blankets. Anyways, sorry, one blanket kata brought us away. There are so many things about Krishna. So the rest of the verse says he had his bugle, you have said this. And Krishna had reddish eyes, which were colored by the beautiful dust thrown up by the cow's hooves. Apparently, the dust became colorful by the cows walking on the dust. And Krishna, what did he do when he came back to Vrindavan? He showered the people of Braj that were burning in a forest fire of separation from him with the sweet cooling nectar sounds of his flute. And he illuminated the whole of Braj with his deep cloud blue luster. My dear devotees, in the beginning, hearing about Krishna is more like a sadhana. It's like maybe singing kirtan in the beginning. You just sing, and it is not more. But as you sing the kirtan more and more, you will see how you will actually start to feel, I should sing to Krishna. And as you sing more in the kirtan, you will actually feel Krishna's presence in the kirtan. So in the same way, like kirtan is in the beginning just music for most of us, and we like, when does Ojasvi sing? He sings so much nice music. Or when does Gokrishna sing? He sings so much nice music. After some time, my dear devotees, you will actually be able to sing for Krishna. And then if you go one step further, you will actually feel together with Krishna. This is happening also when you hear about Krishna as a sadhana. Remember, Prabhupada said it's necessary for those who are liberated, and it is necessary for those who try to become liberated. Why? Because it engages your mind not in the monkey activities in which he usually is engaged. My mind was worrying, oh, I think the devotees will not like to look at the oranges. They will think glupost, because they do not maybe fully understand why they should look at oranges. What is the exercise all about? And I was worrying then a little later about, oh, this Serbian airline is for sure not working. It didn't work when I was trying to come here. I had Serbian airline ticket, but I had to go by Lufthansa, and it will not work. So my mind is a worry machine, monkey worrier, not Radnik, but Fiernik, the Fiernik. So yes, these are patterns which are woven in our mind at our birth. They are our karma. And if we engage the mind in Krishna's katha and in Krishna's name, we will experience something nice. I want to end here. I want to see if Madhva Muni is here. No, but Bhakti Devi, I see you there. Is it correct? Can you please ask Madhva Muni how ready he is for the next part of our program? And then tell me the answer, or maybe he is preparing somewhere something very moving. I would like to see, do you have any question at this moment? I will just see if there are one or two questions. Madhu Chanda, you did very well. I could not see from where all the umbrellas were coming from. They were, you have created them.
Sometimes you spoke these lectures about remembering Krishna. Sometimes our day start, like you can remember, 10, 15 minutes about Krishna. You want to fix our mind. But then, the end of the day comes, we go to sleep in it. We remember, I forgot Krishna. I started the day with remembrance, but where was this all day remembrance of Krishna? So my question is, how to increase this remembrance to be really all day? And another thing connected with this, actually you spoke yesterday how we can remember, is that sometimes remembering Krishna at the first can be like mechanic, for example. Now I remember 64 qualities of Krishna, so we go from 1 to 64. Or now I do remember Krishna is born, then like this mechanic, you know, we go Krishna killed Putana, Trinavarta, everything, so we remember in this way. So is this mechanic also trying to mechanically think, also good way to think?
Thank you very much. Madhu Chanda us, how do we get into this remembering of Krishna without being mechanic? My dear devotees, there is a very simple method which will help you to remember Krishna in a very natural and free way. It is training gratitude, training thoughts of being grateful. It is like this: when you think gratefully of Krishna, if you have this feeling of gratitude, gratitude will pull other thoughts into your mind. There's a lot of research done on this. I had to do all this research because I wrote this very interesting book. You will love it. It is a book on meditation, and I found out that there is an American talk show giver, Oprah Winfrey. She has also a thing called Super Soul, where she has spiritual people in interviews. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj wanted to come on that program. I don't know if that program, but on Oprah Winfrey's program. She's a good person. She was also in Vrindavan and had darshan of Radha Syam Sundar. She's practicing, I think, TM. She describes in her life that the thing which made all the difference is to have a gratitude journal. And she said, when I learned to see the things which I can be grateful for, I could see more and more things which are gifts in my life. She says there are always things that don't work well in your life and which you don't like. And if you concentrate on them, you will think more and more about negative things. They will bring this in your mind. So, but if you concentrate on, oh Krishna, I'm thankful that I'm alive. Oh Krishna, I'm thankful that I'm quite healthy. I have no serious problems, just a few toothaches, but not really dangerous. You will actually train your mind in thinking more and more grateful thoughts. But if you are like many of the devotees who have become disappointed for some reason, perhaps mostly with themselves in the beginning, and then they wanted to find fault with others, they will see more and more bad things. So, being grateful to Krishna, this is one of Krishna's qualities, is kritagya. He's grateful, and Rupa Goswami says he was grateful because Draupadi chanted his name. When she was in trouble, she turned to him, and he says that I'm so grateful to Draupadi for chanting my holy name this gratitude is increasing day by day by day by day. This is happening when you learn to be grateful to Krishna. And it is not forced. I think you will be able to find something. No? My magic show went well. All the umbrellas came, and so on. The devotees liked it. Oh, very nice. Krishna, thank you. So this is how you can start. I have noted that my mother has left the body, but she was always thinking, oh, look at this, look at the flowers. Look how God has made the flowers. She would, we would drive in a car, and the mother would say, oh, look, spring is coming. What the Lord has given to us. It's a simple technique. I learned from my mother, actually, and then I could understand in spiritual life. Gratitude is the condition of the heart in which spiritual progress is possible. No? Gratitude is the condition of the heart in which spiritual progress takes place. So in this way you think of Krishna and you train your mind like drinking water. I have this is very first class water. It comes from a spring in Vojvodina. And you can be grateful for this and see Krishna in this. And as your heart becomes purified, Madhuchanda, your heart will naturally think more of Krishna. See, because the mind is not purified, it thinks of impure things, and you feel it's totally artificial for me to think of Krishna. No, it becomes very unnatural and so on. But what comes natural is, oh, a new car, oh, the new Apple Watch, woohoo, you know, and that these are, or samskara, oh my God, my divorce, it was not nice, boom, it comes up. All these things come from the store of the subconsciousness, and we need to purify our mind if we want to think or meditate about Krishna. So I recommend gratitude because it I don't want to bore you with psychology. I think you're not, it's not the place really to talk about it, but it brings gratitude, brings more gratitude in your mind. Mm-hmm. We can take one more question and then yes, Jai Gopi. We have a microphone for you.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you.
You were mentioning in our media that we should just read about Krishna, about past times, and some time it will become, we will be attracted to that. But for me, I can see that listening from devotees who,
yeah,
who have this taste, know Krishna better, it's like much more effective for us.
Yes. It is very much true that in the association of devotees who relish, you begin to relish also. Therefore, in the Rupa Goswami doesn't say read the Bhagavatam, but he says relish the Bhagavatam in the association of devotees. That's the process. It's not you go alone in your room and read the Bhagavatam, but you relish it in the association of other devotees. You know, when you have a candle and you put one mirror there, the light gets reflected in one mirror. But if you put a second mirror, then the light is more. If you have a third mirror, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh mirror, the light gets reflected so much that it looks like a Sarajevo in the night. When you fly over Sarajevo in the night, whoosh, so much light is there. So when you have many devotees singing kirtan or hearing about Krishna Katha, it gets reflected in their hearts. And if you have advanced devotees who are more pure, then the reflection is more bright, and then it is so much light. That is very nice. I will now ask Gokrishna to sing until Madhva Muni comes. Is Bhakti Devi back? I'm sorry. Yes, but and when? Bhakti Devi, why don't you come around? We will just do a little kirtan and then please stay. We have some really very nice program. What we have prepared something about you know, all the devotees who came to Frushka Goranga camp, but who had left the body, Bhakti Tirtha, Pankajangri, we have all together to honor 27 devotees and get their blessings. And there is a little way how to do it. So we will do this in a moment. I will just discuss with Bhakti Devi, and Gaur Krishna will do kirtan. Try to be here. If you have to go at 7 o'clock or a little earlier, it is very beautiful. I don't need the microphone. This ceremony which I spoke about today, we will have it tomorrow after the Bhagavatam class. No? So we will just now do kirtan to end this program, and you are most welcome to be here. But I just wanted to say, if you plan to do something else in the evening at 7 o'clock, please go ahead and do so, because this important function will not take place. But please, let us do a little bit more kirtan. Hare Krishna.
Ramo, Ramo, Yeah.